The first 2021 is back in session, and Ms. Gomez is here. I noticed you slipped in a little earlier. Welcome back, Ms. Gomez. And we're ready to start with our major cases. The first one is item number 6, PR 2020-4820, site plan SI 2020-1468 for Mountain Classic Real Estate at 25 Hotel Circle. And Consensus Planning is the agent. Mr. Strozier, please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Madam Chair and DRB members. Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning, 302 8th Street Northwest, 87102.
Mr. Strozier, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And who else is Mr. Arfman?
I believe that Mr. Arfman should get sworn in as well.
Thank you. Please introduce yourself, Mr. Arfman.
Yeah, Fred Arfman, Isaacson and Arfman Engineering, 128 Monroe Street, Northeast.
All right, thank you. Mr. Arfman, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and take us forward to today.
All right. Thank you again, Madam Chair. Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning. I'll start. And so we did provide a supplemental submittal and responded to, I think, some of the minor comments and changes that we needed to address, which primarily were related to the calculations and locations of the handicap parking spaces and making sure that the routes were clear for those from those spaces to the building, and as well as modifications to the landscape plan to address comments from the Water Authority regarding new plantings being located within their easements. And so those changes have been made. In addition, I have reached out to the adjacent property owner to the north as requested by transportation. And I have, as is Murphy's Law, the property owner to the north, that property recently changed hands about 2 months ago. So it took a little bit of work because I had to contact the property owner that's listed in the assessor's data, get hooked up with the new property owner. Luckily, they do have a local attorney, Kevin McCready, with Myers, Oliver, and Price. Or I don't know if that's still their name. They may have changed that. We have had a meeting. I have shared with them the plans as well as the comments from city transportation, and so they have seen the area that's the paved area that's on the outside of their existing fence that we're talking about, as well as I did provide them with the drawing showing the changes to the driveway, the northwestern driveway along Hotel Circle. So I have coordinated with them. We have not resolved that, and maybe it'll be best if I save my questions to when Ms. Wolfenberger makes her comments. I do have just some questions that hopefully can guide us in our future conversations with them moving forward. And then with that, I will let Mr. Arfman provide an update on what we've done relative to addressing the Water Authority's comments.
Okay, Mr. Arfman, you're up.
Thank you, Fred Arfman, Isaacson and Arfman. We have provided the Water Authority with updated an exhibit. It's not what they originally asked for. It was a pothole with the water line that traverses the site in a 20-foot easement located. We had the pothole in service out there, and three of the locations were inaccessible. And the one location that they did try to pothole, they had no luck. And I think we understand why. After investigating the as-built drawings and locating the valve can from the survey, we were able to come up with a cross-section of where that water line is within with respect to the easement that was provided to the water authority. And it proved out that it was a better situation than what we had on our survey, which is on the screen right now. I haven't heard back if that was acceptable or not, but that's what we did. Once again, we located the valve. The valve is connected by a flange fitting to the waterline T, and those dimensions are known. And so we're able to determine those locations on both ends by the two buildings where the encroachments exist. We still feel that our offer to grant additional easements on the opposite side would be appropriate, and we're ready to cause that to happen. I'll stand for any questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Arfman. We're gonna go next to public comment. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 6 at 25 Hotel Circle? I'm not seeing anyone, so let's do go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Good morning, Jim and Fred. Regarding the comments for the case that we're putting for the record, as an update, the availability statement is currently in reviewing, which is when our staff engineers are actually doing the fire analysis, et cetera. So I would expect that to be basically the extent of this availability statement. You already have service. We can issue a new letter committing that new fire flow amount. So it's all cleaned up, but that should be a pretty short one. In this particular case, it is currently in reviewing. The other comment that was previous was just information for the record regarding any future use of that restaurant space. Regarding the water line, which is our outstanding issue, which is still outstanding, I did meet with Mr. Cadena and Mr. Joel Berman, who is our operations manager for water mains, and discussed this particular issue that occurred Monday morning of this week. The issue we have with out having the potholing, we need depth information and we do need an accurate location. We discussed the approach that was taken with the valves. I think if there could be some sort of confirmation that the flange that is noted is the actual flange connecting to the transmission main, that may give some greater comfort. The discussion was that, well, that's how it's typically done, but we don't know that there wasn't another piece of iron, you know, between the valve and the transmission main in this particular case. So I think that deals with the horizontal extents. We appreciate that it is a little bit better than initially thought. We're not prepared to move forward on an easement, additional easement dedication until we confirm that we can actually maintain the pipe as it's located in the ground. And so that deals both horizontal and depth. I think one of the locations, we didn't have the depth information, and that was one of the reasons for the potholing was to get that. And the key thing for that is we do need to know, okay, how deep is the trench prism, and is that getting into this building or not? I think moving forward with this, we were viewing, you know, option A, B, and C. Option A is to get that additional information so we can, you know, outline a trench prism for maintenance of this pipe and determine whether or not these this building on the current picture, building G and building C, are in fact impacting our ability to maintain the pipe where those encroachments are. If they are, I think we need to address that. If not, I think that's something that maybe we can address and potentially handle with that additional easement, just to give them a little more room to operate on site. So that's you know, route one, option A, is to continue to get that actual information so we can work with our operations staff to develop that trench prism and confirm that, you know, whether or not we can actually maintain with the buildings as they are. What we're viewing as the Water Authority is option B and C, in order of increasing pain and cost. Option B would be with this renovation that these structures be modified to remove on building G or building 6, I think, on the other drawing. That porch, it's an exterior porch. It has support columns supporting the roof. If that is shortened, as far as the roof and the overhang is handled, and then the only thing encroaching is the sidewalk around the building, That may get us where we need to be. Same thing with building C. There appears to be a roof overhang that's cantilevered. That can be shortened to be outside of easement, and that can be handled with the building renovation. That may be something that we could work towards in terms of our signature on a site plan where there's not an encroachment in the easement. Option C, again, an increasing intensity would be the project to the east. This easement used to all be one straight line. And when they came in and wanted to put a building in the middle of their lot, they actually moved the water pipe. So that's relatively draconian in our mind, but that option's out there if, you know, that works better in terms of the interior modifications or working with us in terms of making sure we can maintain the pipe. So I think in terms of the other modifications, we appreciate the updates to the landscape plan. Talking with Joel, our operations manager, it's pretty clear there's things forbidden in the easement and all those things need to be out. So the existing tree that's there, I think there may be more than one that does need to come out with this project. The fence, I think, was already described as coming out and not on the site plan, so we appreciate that. The concern they had was when, okay, well, if there's not, if the potholing is inaccessible, the pipe is inaccessible to potholing, how are they going to maintain it? It's equally inaccessible for maintenance. So that's where we're at with this. I think those three options, we're leaving up to you to, you know, help work through which one we want to proceed with. I think our operations staff was only willing to meet on site once we had that additional depth information. So they had some idea where the prism was and they could compare that prism, the extent of that excavation to where the buildings are located. Have to go out and look at it with you myself as far as utility development staff. I think the where we're at with it, want to know where you want to head as either of those options and see where we can take from there. Sufficient the water authority that we cannot sign a site plan that shows an encroachment in our easement until it's addressed in one of those three ways. So that's where we're at. That's the extent of my comments. I'd be happy to discuss as needed. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Blaine, this is Fred Arfman. I just request that would you have those three options available to be sent to us? I didn't, my notes were not as good as I thought. And secondly, we feel very confident on the location of the water line on the north side because we were able to measure down from the valve can to the top of the nut on the valve. And then there was another 3-foot extension on the valve stem. And then that's all just mathematics to come down to exactly where that that water line is vertically. We'll do the same thing on the south line. And then I'd like to meet with you and your operation manager to discuss the options of what we can do. And I thank you for that. That's all.
And Blaine, just so I'm clear, so you, the Water Authority is requiring that the existing mature trees that are in the easement are removed.
Thank you, Jim, Fred, this is Blaine with the Water Authority. The answer, Jim, your question is yes. We do that in addition to the new ones. There's not supposed to be existing ones over the water pipe, and it's a 3-foot pipe. And anything we're going to do in there is going to be removing those. So that's supposed to be there. We do need them removed on that removal shown on the landscape plan for this project. Regarding the depth there, I think, Fred, if you could get us that information, the requests from our operations guy, you have the exhibit which shows the pipe and the thing. If you can add the depth information on the south side that you described and also show the building, you know, as it's located in relation to that pipe at that location, whatever that key point is, that would be most helpful for us in reviewing this. In terms of trench prism, they were talking about 1 foot below the depth of the pipe in terms of what they would need for clearance and then typical, you know, the OSHA slopes going out. I think with that, I could probably twist our operations guys to have a meeting on site with that information and take it from there. So I think if you could get me that, I would appreciate it. In terms of those three options, I don't have that written out. That was a verbal discussion we had on Monday. I'd be happy to type those out in an email and respond to both Fred and Jim. So you have that written down so you know and can discuss with your client. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Carter. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. All previous comments have been addressed and code enforcement has no objections or additional comments at this time. Thank you.
Parks and Recreation.
Carol Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation Department. No additional comments.
Hydrology.
Mr. Armijo, Hydrology. All comments have been addressed. No objection.
Transportation.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation. The only lingering comment left is, as Jim had discussed, the agreement with the property owner to the north regarding the access. That's all I have.
This is Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning. So, and maybe this is a question both for you, Gene, and Shahab. Do you have an example of the shared access agreement that we could use in our conversation with the adjoining property owner? And then I did note that it appeared that the second part of your comment, which was originally to coordinate with the neighbor on the driveway prior to the work order in terms of the changes that are required for that hotel circle driveway. What is it that you're actually looking for in terms of their agreement? We've provided them with the drawing of the proposed changes to the access driveway, and we have coordinated with them, but I haven't asked them for anything in writing in terms of their agreement with those changes. And I guess I also didn't think that there was really an option, that was a requirement coming from the city, that we needed to make those changes, and those changes are happening on our property. So I just wanted some clarification, if you could, about exactly what you're looking for, so that I make sure that I get that next time. I anticipate, hopefully you have an example of the shared access agreement, and then we can provide that to Mr. McCready, their local attorney, and we can move forward with getting that done. And then if we need to also have something from them relative to the changes to the driveway, I just want to make sure I understand what we need to do so that we can make sure we get that done.
Okay, thank you. This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. You are definitely talking about two requirements here. I can provide a template for the shared access agreement, and you can modify as needed given this situation. We always, if you're going to make any kind of modifications to a driveway that affects the other property owner, and obviously you do in this case, typically separately, we require a written statement from that property owner agreeing to that change. In this case, it seems to make sense to combine those two into one agreement, so you have, you know, those two requirements into one agreement, just to simplify things. But I'd be happy to send you a template after the meeting.
That would be very helpful. Once again, this is Jim Strozier. Thank you, Gene. If you could send that would be great, and I'll try and work with the adjoining property owner to get an agreement that addresses both of those issues. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbach.
Either way.
We just need the solid waste signature on the site plan prior to distribution of the site plan. And because there's an infrastructure list associated with the site plan, we need a recorded IIA submitted to us prior to final sign off for planning.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I scared to even speak this word, but deferral seems to be in order, Mr. Strozier. Time frame?
If it's okay, this is Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning. I will defer to Mr. Arfman and Mr. Carter as to when they think. I think there's two issues with the Water Authority that need to be addressed, and that is the updated availability statement, which sounds like it's pretty close to being completed, but I really have no idea how long it's going to take to figure out the easement encroachment issue, and depending, and I'm going to just say that I'm not sure if the owner is on the call, but I would anticipate that depending on whether option A, B, or C are where we end up, that may determine whether or not the project moves forward at all. Fred, do you want to take a stab at?
Yeah, Madam Chair, Board, this is Fred Arfman, and I think a two-week period might be pushing it, but I'd like to see if we could do that. I have to coordinate with the Water Authority, have a field visit, prepare new drawings. I could have that all done here in a short order. So I'm going to throw it back at the Water Authority for their comfort level of getting their maintenance people out to the job site and meet with me. If 2 weeks is workable, I'd like to shoot for that.
This is Blaine Carter with the Water Authority. I think that's what I'd like to shoot for as well. And that would include a meeting on site next week. We could have the drawings by the end of this week, get those out to our maintenance staff, and then we could meet on site next week, come to some agreement as to what we're doing, and take it from there and meet the deadline for 2 weeks by Friday of next week. So that sounds good to me. Thank you.
Very good. Madam Chair, Fred Arfman, Blaine, thank you. I'll get those drawings to you Friday. And then you all have a chance to review, and then we can coordinate our site meeting. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Arfman. And just please make sure that DRB staff, Ms. Gould and Ms. Rodenbeck in particular, know if that time period needs another extension. So is there a motion to defer item number 6 to May 5th?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Mr. Mihil, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 6, PR 2020-4820, site plan 2020-1468 to May 5th. Okay.
Thank you
everyone. That's a good project. I hope you find a way.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.